WTAW News Time is 6:06, now 6:07. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design, the largest selection at the best prices, and that's a promise. Visit the showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. On the first day of classes at Texas A&M, police draw their guns while moving a woman from her job. That's after a family member called 911 reporting the woman's boyfriend threatened to kill her. Officers say the guns came out after seeing the boyfriend near Moses Residence Hall, and the man began to move forward towards them in an aggressive manner and refused to remove his hands from his pockets. UPD later determined the threat was not as serious as originally reported. No charges are pending. But 28-year-old Zebulul Ransom of Bryan was issued a criminal trespass warning to stay off all university property. The more than $40 million process of routing George Bush Drive under Welburn Road is underway. TxDOT's Bryan District Office spokesman Bob Colwell says right-of-way is being purchased as part of the steps necessary to be ready to start construction as soon as that money becomes available. That was one project brought up at the last meeting of the city's transportation committee. Councilwoman Blanche Brick said two projects are slated for next year on the city's west side.
From 2818 from the State Highway 60 down to George Bush. There will be work going on there. So that's all set up for 2016.
The other is rebuilding the interchange at 2818 and FM 60 by the airport. Among the new state criminal laws going into effect today is one that revises the definition of solicitation of a child by the internet or sending images through the mail. That's after many who were charged and convicted were freed after the law was declared unconstitutional 2 years ago. That affected at least three cases in Brazos County, according to Assistant District Attorney Jessica Eskew.
The Court of Criminal Appeals held that the statute, as it was written at the time, violated a defendant's First Amendment rights to free speech, and that the statute would have to be amended and more narrowly tailored in order to address the harm that the legislature was trying to avoid or prohibit.
Eskew says those who were charged and or convicted cannot be charged under the rewritten law.
You cannot go back and charge a defendant for a law that did not exist at the time he committed the offense.
Eskew says they review each case on an individual basis to determine if any other crimes were committed and their punishment on those convictions. Today is the first day to apply for the fall round of hotel occupancy tax grant money administered through the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
It's easy to apply. Everything will be done online this year. We've got a new software program that walks you through the steps. And then we have you present in front of a panel on October the 7th to determine the amount of grant funding that you will receive for your event.
CVB President Shannon Overby says application details are on their website at visitaggieland.com.
We're looking to bring events and incentivize events to come into our community that will fill the need dates. So during the week or non-peak days, non-peak weekends, that's really the intent of putting this grant together.
The CVB also offers assistance to organizers before and during their events. Blinn College's Workforce Training Center in Brenham was the setting for announcing a federal grant of nearly $1.4 million. The U.S. Commerce Department says the money will go towards a new building, nearly 13,000 square feet, offering customized technical training, which was previously identified as the region's top-ranking local challenge to growth. Look out for low-flying helicopters in Brazos and Burleson counties this week. The City of Bryan reports the inspection of BTU power lines starts today and continues through Friday. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. More news on the way at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted Best Roofing Contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning, 6:11. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder, 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them for yourself. That's Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Some sunshine today. There's the potential for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. There is some activity towards Galveston and a lot of activity in the southern part of the state towards Brownsville. Partial sun leads to highs today of 90 to 95. We're partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sun and clouds, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow, 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partly sunny Thursday, a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit as the Aggies gear up to take the Arizona State Sun Devils on in Houston. We'll hear from Todd Graham, who is actually the head coach for Arizona State. Also, the Associated Press released their high school poll. A couple local teams make it into the top 10, plus a lot more coming in sports, and we'll do that for you about 6:50.
So we had some welcome back, Patrick.
Thank you.
So we had some breezes yesterday, which would tend to indicate that somebody relatively in our area must have gotten some kind of shower activity. But I mean, it was dare I say, pleasant.
I mean, let's not get crazy.
5:30, 6 o'clock last night.
It wasn't bad.
You could be outside, and the Gulf is getting a lot of rain right now.
Yes, it is.
The thing is, there's never a drought in the Gulf.
No.
And, you know,
And they don't share very well.
They don't. They really don't. And the water they give us is salty sometimes, so we don't like that. But there is really there's almost no rain over land right now. If you go way down South Texas, I mean, they're about right down there. But if you know where Sea Drift is, down below Port Lavaca, there's some rain there. But aside from that, everything else is way out in the Gulf. And, I mean, it's a big chunk of rain. If it would just kind of drift up this way, I'm just saying. Now, we got a 40% chance of showers today. And we have a chance of showers really every day until Saturday. But it's that little stinking, 25 or 30% thing. And but it cools down every night, and that's okay. All right, so here comes the bride all dressed in white. Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But don't look down. Here come 1,000 bicyclists who are not dressed at all.
Bicyclist, I like that.
Nude and body-painted participants for this year's Phillies Naked Bike Ride. Cruise through the wedding day photo shoot of the Lovebirds, Ross Cohen and Blair Delson. The couple who got married Saturday evening spent the afternoon before their wedding taking photos at romantic spots around the city, probably really by that damn Rocky statue. Their wedding photographer, the studio owner, was snapping photos of them next to City Hall when they heard the buzz of about 3,000 bicycles approaching. Well, bride and groom decided not to wait for the cyclists to pass before continuing with their photos. She grabbed handfuls of her lace dress and scurried toward the bicyclists. What did I call them a minute ago?
Bicyclists.
Bicyclists, yeah. Half a block away. And he followed. We saw them, she said, and I sprinted in my heels and my wedding gown and decided to get in on the action. They twirled around together with high-fiving nude bicycle people. Anyway, lots of pictures taken. The cyclists, some nude, others wearing body paint or underwear, seemed to be having a good time, smiling and flashing. Peace signs.
Oh.
You had to wait on it. Organizers of the annual bike event, which is related to World Naked Bike Ride movements, didn't know about that, say they hope it encourages people to bike more, to embrace nudity. Now, wait a minute. That's the wrong word. As a normal and enjoyable part of life.
As a cyclist, that is a bad idea.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to go into any more detail than that.
All right.
There's no need.
Look, I'm just saying, look, here's the deal. There, as we continue to struggle with funding for the Convention and Visitors Bureau here.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, no.
Well, no, I'm just saying, there would be some people who say, well, there's nothing to do here. Of course, those of us who live here kind of like that idea because, I don't want a giant water park, but I mean,
or thousands of nude bicycles.
Yeah, well, but no, that's the thing. If you need an event, maybe you do need to look outside the box.
No, not naked bicyclist.
Okay, well,
something else. Surely we can come up with something else.
Don't call me Shirley.
Hey,
thank you. I'm just saying.
It's going to be a good day.
You need to be, as I said, embrace every idea, so to speak.
I don't think there's enough aloe vera in Brazos County to take care of those sunburns. Ooh. Info.
Yeah.
That wasn't the problem I was referring to.
Okay, well, okay.
I hadn't even gone that direction yet.
Well, I mean, if we're going toward natural, isn't that part of the slogan? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Supernatural cyclist?
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, it's 617. What'd you say, 71 right now? Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's okay. Go out there and mow the lawn. Get to know your neighbor.
Oh, they'd love you for that.
Oh, they would. Well, you know, and that's all right. It'll be light soon enough. You don't have to worry about that. I don't know what today is. It's September the 1st. I don't know what that, you know, how many day thing is. I
man.
Just don't
have
it. Oh, hang on. I can find that out right
now. Okay. It's September the 1st. It's 01. You know, 0901. It's National No Rhyme Nor Reason Day.
Oh, okay.
That'd be something. Save Japan's Dolphin. What? Save Japan's Dolphins Day?
They kill them.
Oh, okay.
A lot.
It's
right.
3 days to the Labor Day weekend.
You're right. It's Cherry Popover Day. It's Emma Nutt Day. Okay. Emma Nutt was born in 1878, became the world's first telephone operator. What a quaint little job.
Aww.
I mean, think about how many telephone operators there used to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold, please.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm talking about like long distance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that. They're probably not many of them anymore. Hello.
It's also the first day of dove season. We get to shoot the little symbols of peace.
God, I love living here.
That's a wonderful thing. Yeah, New Hampshire, they really wouldn't appreciate that kind of humor.
Who cares?
September is also All-American Breakfast Month. It's College Savings Month. It's Women's Friendship Month. It's Eat Chicken Month. It's Happy Cat Month. National Coupon Month. It's Self-Improvement Month. It's also International Square Dancing Month.
Woohoo!
Yeah. It's International People Skills Month. National Honey Month. It's Waffle Week and Nutrition Week. Those two don't go along together. It's National Enthusiasm Week. So, hey, there you go.
I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
That's right. While you were gone, I saved this so that we will, this little drop, so we'll have it all the time.
Sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
Because I can think of lots of applications for that one. Lots of applications.
That's
for that
a good one.
One.
I like
all
that.
All right,
yeah.
Birthdays.
By the way, there are 507 days left of Hope and Change.
There you
if
go.
You keep a track. Zendaya is 19 years old. She's a Disney Channel girl. Bianca Ryan is 21 from America's Got Talent. She was that little girl that won, if you'll remember back on season one.
They're all little. Yeah, go ahead.
Ricardo Echevarria is 44 from Desperate Housewives. Padma.
Brown.
Yeah, 45 from Top Chef. Trish Cyrus is 56. That was Miley's mom.
Uh-huh.
Gloria Estefan, minority owner of the Miami Dolphins, is 58. Billy Banks is 60. He's the guy that invented Tybo.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Phil is 65 today.
Wow.
Greg Enrico, the drummer for Sly and the Family Stone, is 67. Barry Gibb, the last standing Gibb.
Mm-hmm.
69 years old. Lily Tomlin, 76. And Alan Dershowitz, 77 years old today.
Wow. Yeah, that's Phil, Dr. Phil, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Got that. All right, 621.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So on Friday, just before a white sheriff's deputy from Houston, Texas, was executed by a black suspect, well, the DNC adopted a resolution supporting the divisive Black Lives Matter movement. The committee said, quote, the DNC joins with Americans across the country in affirming Black Lives Matter and the effort to make visible the pain of our fellow Americans as they condemn the extrajudicial killings of unarmed African African-American men, women, and children. One day after the resolution, Black Lives Matter protesters in Minnesota, well, they were chanting, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. Next time the DNC wants to endorse a group, maybe they should choose one that doesn't boo a presidential candidate for having the audacity, the unmitigated gall to say all lives matter.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. You know, September is a great month to let some light in with roller shades from our friends at Blinds.com. Roller shades are an inexpensive way to make a dramatic improvement to a room. Blinds.com has them in a variety of solid patterns and designer prints. Now, you can choose from solar, blackout, light filtering materials to get the perfect mix of light and privacy for your home. Just go to Blinds.com right now. You get free color samples, free shipping, free expert advice, free design consultation, and prices far lower than you'll find in any store. You'll see in a whole new light with Blinds.com.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Howdy, Axe. In 1970, I caught the 79-yard game-winning touchdown against LSU with 13 seconds left in the game. I'm Hugh McElroy, class of 71, and that's my Major Smiles moment.
Howdy. You may not be a celebrated Aggie, but you do deserve your Major Smiles moment. I'm Dr. Chuck Majors, and me and my team would love to help you and your family be ready for your Major Smiles moment. Give us a call at 979-776-6600. Or come see us at Majorsmiles.com.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Music and sports fans hate discovering big fees tacked onto ticket purchases just before checkout. But there's something they hate even more, seeing that cost front-loaded into the sticker price. That's why StubHub is reversing course after 2 years and returning to its old system of adding about 17% to your ticket price at the last minute. Bluebell Ice Cream is back. Bluebell Creameries has resumed selling its products at some locations 4 months after the Texas-based retailer halted sales due to listeria contamination at some of its plants. The ice cream is available again at stores in the Houston and Austin areas and in parts of Alabama. Medtronic has purchased Medina Medical, which develops medical devices focused on vascular abnormalities of the brain, including cerebral aneurysms. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply lower open on concerns again about China. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials fell 115. The NASDAQ lost 51. And that's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com. Business owners, Suddenlink here to help you be more efficient than ever before. You know, we're gig city now. And as we've told you, only 8% of U.S. cities have 1 gig internet speed. What's a gig? Well, it's exactly 1,000 megs or 100 times faster than your typical phone company internet connection. So if you need that kind of speed, it's there for you at Suddenlink. May not need it today. Fine. That's all right. It'll be there when you need it. That's the kind of service that Suddenlink has set up so that they're looking into the future so that when you do need that, it'll be there. But as your business grows, think about this. You know, you have workers out there who'll have multiple devices that need to be connected, and you don't want any lags. You know, the tablets, the laptops, the video conferencing, whatever it happens to be, uploading large files. Now you can do that with speed from Internet Business. Here's the deal. 75 meg downloads, 10 meg uploads for as low as $124.95 a month. That's what you can have from Suddenlink right now. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. Let him put together a business solution for you. And when you bundle it with your phone, you can save even more. Or you can visit suddenlinkbusiness.com for more information.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's 628 Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High temperature today and actually moving all the way through to the weekend. How about maybe 93, 94, something like that. Low temperature each night. Probably be kind of like what we're doing right now, which is in the 70s. Pretty pleasant. There is a 40% chance of showers today. 20% tonight, 30% on Wednesday and Thursday as well. And right now, again, we've got 71 degrees out there.
There are five simple strategies you can use that will help you stay younger and live longer. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Turbo engines rule the road these days. Sure, they're cool, but they run hot. Take the piston skirt. It can reach over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Burning your cherry pie is one thing, but your cherry red coupe? That's why Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are designed to protect your engine, even in extreme temperatures. So fire up your turbo and protect it at the same time.
Make the switch to Pennzoil synthetics at your local Walmart.
Andro 400, I really love it. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. It feels like I'm 25. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man.
Guys, if you'd like to see results like Dave Ryan's, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Having too much stress in your life is bad for your health. How exactly?
Stress, that is unmanaged stress, turns on around 550 of your genes that produce then inflammatory proteins.
Dr. Michael Roizen, author of the book You Staying Young, says that inflammation causes you to age faster. So managing stress is the first of five big things that will help you stay young and live longer.
Whether it's diaphragmatic breathing or guided imagery or meditation, or there are literally eight techniques that people use, any one of which can be effective. The second is doing the four components of physical activity that decrease your rate of aging.
The third is eating the right foods in the right amount so you don't gain weight, and avoiding the five food felons.
They are things that turn into simple sugars, such as added sugars, added syrups, and any grain that isn't 100% whole grain. The fourth one is trans fat, also known as partially hydrogenated fat. And the fifth one is saturated fat, not because the saturated fat itself is bad, but because of what comes with the saturated fat.
The fourth thing is to avoid toxins like smoking.
And then the fifth thing you want to do right is get 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Those big five are really big compared to everything else.
It's Something You Should Know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family. Where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision, go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinard. The Texas Department of Transportation has started the process of routing George Bush Drive under Welborn Road.
All of the challenges for getting $40 million dug into the ground there to accommodate the traffic going along there that we're all aware of. It says they don't have the money for it yet, but they're moving toward the design and all.
At the last College Station City Council meeting, Blanche Brick said TxDOT's district engineer provided an update to their transportation committee, which also includes two projects along FM 2818.
It appears that the 2818 State Highway 60 interchange and the bridge and all is coming along and expected to begin in fiscal year 2016, the Diamond interchange there.
The other, also scheduled for next year, involves 2818 between FM 60 and George Bush Drive. A 911 call to Texas A&M police yesterday that a man was threatening the life of his girlfriend turned out to be less serious. But before that was determined, officers drew their guns on the boyfriend. That's after he approached them in an aggressive manner and refused to take his hands out of his pocket. The altercation took place about 12:30 near Moses Residence Hall, where the woman, a campus employee of SSC, was being escorted to a secure location. After the man was taken into custody at gunpoint, officers learned a family member who reported the initial threat received that information third hand, and it was not as serious as originally told to 911. The boyfriend, 28-year-old Zebulon Ransom of Bryan, was not arrested. UPD says no criminal charges are pending, but Ransom was issued a criminal trespass warning banning him from all university property. A new doctor in residency at the University of Texas is suing the school, claiming she faced getting kicked out after taking to Facebook. Her complaint? Having to work a grueling 100 hours or more each week.
An Austin judge has issued a temporary restraining order that halted this week's potential firing of Jenny Scoville Walsh. Her attorney contends that Walsh was exercising her free speech rights in her Facebook posts. The Austin American-Statesman is reporting that the national rules limit residents to a maximum of 80 duty hours per week. A university lawyer told the judge that Walsh was put on probation and was being terminated for academic reasons only. Lawyers for the school declined to comment after the court hearing. James Stanley, TSN News.
If you're with an organization that's planning to bring in a large group of out-of-town guests when local hotels need your business, look into getting grant money administered by the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Whether it's a sports event or a conference that has 250 or more room nights, that is certainly something that we're interested in helping you with. Not only helping you by providing services, but it is an opportunity for you to apply and be granted some of these funds for your marketing efforts.
CVB President Shannon Overby says they also offer services during your event.
From assisting in blocking hotel rooms to serving on your planning committee, helping you find caterers and venues, speakers, facilities, printing companies. We'll even have staff go and sit at your registration table when the conference is actually here.
Applying for hotel tax grants is done online at visitaggieland.com. On the same day Bluebell returned to store shelves, the U.S. Commerce Department has announced a federal grant of nearly $1.4 million to the Economic Development Foundation of Brenham to build a workforce and technical training center. The grant follows recent issues at Bluebell Creameries, and downturns in the oil and gas industries have resulted in a large spike of unemployment for the region. 2 years ago, a state law about solicitation of a child by sending sexual content online or snail mail was declared unconstitutional. In Brazos County, that resulted in at least three people being freed or in charges being dropped. Assistant District Attorney Jessica Eskew says the legislature rewrote the law and it goes into effect today, but it won't apply to those who were previously charged and or convicted.
A defendant can only commit an offense if at the time he commits an offense it is illegal, and the statute that existed at the time he committed the offense was later declared unconstitutional by the Court of Criminal Appeals.
Eskew says some who were sent to prison will remain on other charges.
We have later gone back to see whether their conduct violated any other statutes or to see if they were charged with something else, what could happen, because it essentially undid either their conviction or their plea. And so we've taken these cases on a case-by-case basis.
Eskew says the former solicitation law was written so broadly that it violated the free speech rights of those who were charged and or convicted. Today begins another round of aerial inspections of BTU power lines in Brazos and Burleson counties. The city of Bryan reports helicopters will be flying at low altitudes through Friday. The judges have announced this year's State Fair of Texas food winners. The Big Tex Choice Award for Best Taste is the Holy Moly Carrot Cake Rolly from Christy Arepolo.
We made our sausage from scratch, which I think was what put it over the edge. It feels amazing. Thrilled to death.
That would be Christy Arepolo. The most creative award went to Isaac Russo for his smoky, tangy bacon margarita.
It's great for our family, great for our business.
The fair starts September 25th. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news on the way at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Team Auto in Navasota, Zwarneman Flooring, and the Sleep Station.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNex meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNex meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And J.D. Power ranked Bayer's portfolio of meters highest in customer satisfaction with blood glucose meters. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com, get a free meter, and enter to win free test strips. ContourNex, accuracy you can trust.
Good morning, it's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Some moisture will try to feed in off the coast today. We're partly sunny. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm later today. We'll be keeping a watch on the radar. High temperatures today about 90 to 95. Overnight becoming partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Sunshine's back tomorrow. So is the chance for a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Partly sunny and close to 95 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
This is a big game, big time atmosphere. Everybody in the country watching. You got to come out of the gate strong. You find out in a hurry where you're at.
That's Todd Graham, the head coach for the Arizona State Sun Devils. We'll hear more on their side of the story before we head into this weekend's first football game of the season. We'll have more on the Associated Press releasing the top 10s for high school football, Major League Baseball, and more coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes.
Okay, yada yada, woof, woof. President goes to Alaska. Okay. Get around to that in a minute. Got a couple of pretty big things happening in the old Lone Star State. So now, have you ever had that jury duty thing? You know, you get that
yes.
card and it says, here's the phone number to call the night before
mm-hmm.
to see if you've been called or they've settled things. Well, if you work for the Texas Racing Commission, you kind of were in that deal this morning. Call before you come to work because you may not have a job.
Oh, it's,
yeah. See, it's September the 1st, okay? And right, I mean, as it stands, I believe the Texas Racing Commission has been pared down considerably. So we'll see. The last televised race aired at 11:50 p.m. last night at Sam Houston Race Park in Houston. They were forced to close their doors at midnight last night. See, here's the deal. And we talked about this a little bit last week. When Parimutuel Racing came to Texas, everybody got all excited.
Yep.
We're going to be making... I think they said $743 billion an hour. You know, there's going to be... they may not have said that. But, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to get those people who've been going to Louisiana and in New Mexico, and they're going to stay here, and we're going to have these ancillary-type industries, and we're going to need to have jockeys and companies to make racing silks. And, oh, it was going to be just great. Well, you know, it hadn't happened. And they've been doing everything they can, like have smoking zones so little old women can go smoke their non-filtered cigarettes and pull slot machine handles. I mean, anything they could do. And what they came up with, which is really stupid, was the idea of having historical racing.
Yeah, okay? This is dumb.
What they do is they would take these races and they would obliterate anything in there that would let you know who it was and all that kind of stuff. And so then you would get to bet on a race that's already been run. And again, would be much like the Final Four in basketball, and they take the team's names off the, you know, and you get to bet on who's going to win the game. Like it'd be historical basketball or something. So the dog and the horse tracks have been, and they thought this was the best deal that they could do. And what they're doing is they're vilifying the conservatives in the legislature who are trying to kill their historical race terminals at the tracks. So we'll see what happens. But as it stands right now, I believe the Texas Racing Commission, again, has been pared down considerably. So if you hear them talking about HRT or historic racing terminals, that's what that's all about. So there. That's number one. Number two, let's run for the 87th time after school financing, because this time we'll get it right. Texas Supreme Court will start hearing arguments this morning on what they're going to do. Texas is appealing a 2014 lower court ruling that struck down the state's system of funding public schools as unconstitutional. And the guy who's really, since the get-go, been the judge on this, John Dietz, has now retired. So if they happen to send it back down to be heard again, John Dietz won't be hearing it. So there'll be a new set of eyes on there, and there's what the plan is to have actually three judges who will look at the Texas school finance situation. Here's the problem. New folks, learning curve. To say that school finance is complicated is probably an understatement. But anyway, what happened was last August, Judge Dietz sided with about 600 school districts that had sued the state over what the legislature had done, which was cut about $5.5 billion from the public education budget, and the judge concluded that the school finance system was unconstitutional, not only because it didn't fund the way that it should, which is one of the things that's in the Texas Constitution, is that the state must have the ability to bring a quality education to every kiddo who deserves it. But he said there were flaws in the way the money is distributed. And if you can remember back in the day, we did Robin Hood. Remember that? And the haves and the have-not districts. And we still kind of have some of that. But also enter into it, Texas charter schools now. We have those that are going on. So what's going to happen is it's going to be 2.5 hours today. Everybody's going to get to do their argument and rebuttal. And then we'll see what happens. Now, for their part, the lawmakers have added back about 90% of the $5 billion that was cut. But, I mean, it doesn't matter what superintendent you talk to, certainly the two who we've had in here have felt like they still need to have more money. Again, kind of controversial. Hate to have that situation, especially in any conservative state like Texas, where they say, oh, the solution is just throw more money at it. I don't think we like that very much.
No.
So we'll see if they solve it. Don't know. All right, in the meantime, you climate change deniers, you. Our president of U.S. America, Barack Hussein Obama, says, you deniers, that's who you are, that we're all going to, you know, all the ice caps are going to melt and we're going to be going to have to move to land passes to be able to keep from the oceans creeping in here. If we do nothing, temperatures in Alaska are projected to rise between 6 and 12 degrees by the end of the century. Unless they don't.
Right.
In which case, whatever measure they manage to pass is, wholly responsible for averting disaster.
I I am so sorry that humans are so arrogant that they believe that they change the course of nature. I am really sorry that they think that. Because, let me see, how long has the National Weather Service been around? Can we say 120 years? Is that fair?
That sounds about right.
Okay, let me see. Earth is a little bit older than that, right? Just a skosh. But that's okay. People who are much smarter than the three mozons who are on the radio know that climate change is there. So, just letting you know. Columbia President Lee Bollinger dropping hints that Barack Hussein Obama may return to his alma mater after he leaves the White House. At an event for new students on Monday, he said that he's looking forward to hosting the president in 2017. White House still has not released any specifics about the president's post-Washington plans, other than earning a buttload of money going out and speaking. Okay?
Good heavens.
Just assuming he doesn't run for a third term.
No, his wife is going to get elected. Yeah.
I think at that point it's called a coronation. You don't run for election
that's
anymore.
That's exactly right. And it's amazing. I'm watching a little bit of Fox News yesterday. You know, Ben Carson is now the flavor of the month. God, you should have heard him yesterday.
Yep.
They're just, oh, he's so wonderful. Everybody likes him. He has a calm, quiet voice. He's so smart. So he should be president? Anyway, what is unusual, obviously, is that Ben Carson and Donald Trump, two people who are not of the political world, are sitting atop the presidential polls. And people like Jeb Bush, who are basically using old school ideas, not doing so well. So from that standpoint, I understand. And Ben Carson is smart. Ben Carson is dynamic. Ben Carson has a wonderful story. But that doesn't mean he should be president of the United States. Just one person's opinion.
No, but I think it goes back to kind of what we said at the very beginning. People are just fed up.
They are.
It's just enough is enough.
Well, yeah. George W. Bush said it. He's the decider in chief.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to. I've been against Carson in the primary role as president.
Mm-hmm.
I've shifted just simply because, first of all, I don't think President Obama's done an incredible job.
No.
I think he's been very ineffective, and where he has been effective, I wished he hadn't been.
Okay.
But I don't know that Ben Carson would be any worse. And I'm not saying this is our next least worst option. I'm saying if you have the ability to make the decisions you need to make when you need to make them, get with the appropriate information, I think Ben Carson's the kind of guy who could surround himself with the people to give him that information.
Here's what I see of Ben Carson. Let's remember Ronald Reagan, who was the great communicator. And any time he felt like there was major legislation that Congress was holding up, he would go to the American people. He would get on television, and he would talk. And sooner or later, he was able to sway enough people in some key situations that he had an agenda that he was able to be successful with. Obama doesn't do that. He's so arrogant, he believes he's smarter than anybody, and just because he says it is reason enough. I think Ben Carson could be a good communicator. Not a great communicator, because he's not an actor, and he doesn't read from a teleprompter. He's a doctor. He has a bedside manner. He has had to communicate really difficult situations to people. I mean, think about the kind of stuff he had to tell parents. I mean, he had to tell them real life stuff, not something about some, you know, piece of legislation. So he probably communicates in a very effective way. That's probably also why on debates he was not that good. He's speaking to a big room. He's not in a little room. He's not on a one-on-one. So what he needs to do is that. And so I believe he has a lot of tools that can be brought in to be an administrator. I just don't know that he knows the political territory well enough. I mean, that's, I guess, my biggest concern there. Anyway, so we got that, and they found more emails, but and some of them should have been classified. There's nothing new about that. But it was, 125 had been redacted. So once again, we'll have somebody will go look at those, and we'll have more about that later.
LOL.
Yeah.
Hello, it's Toyota's annual clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. Hey, what's going on down there anyway?
Excuse me?
I'm the traffic chopper guy, and I noticed a lot of people headed your way. What's the deal?
There's a huge deal, actually.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, you can get 0% APR financing on a bunch of Toyotas. The bold Camry, the versatile RAV4, the fuel-sipping Prius.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Oh, it is. Our clearance event only happens once a year.
You know, I don't see a helipad on your roof.
Oh, that's because we don't have one.
Ah, that's okay. I'll find a spot. See you soon.
Woo-hoo! Toyota's annual clearance event is on now, but this event ends September 8th. Now, during Toyota's annual clearance event, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus $1,500 special edition cash on a 2015 Tundra Crew Max Special Edition for a total savings over $6,100. Visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states and N9815. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 5th, learn about fall forages. Cool season forage is important to many livestock producers. We'll discuss selection and management this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
The beginning of the school year brings a lot of new Texans to our borders. Word is, it's harder to garden here than it is in the north or the east, but that's not exactly true. All that gardening in Texas involves is a readjustment of thinking. Whether you're a brand new Texas gardener or an old timer who's gardened here for years, it's always good to step back and look at the true facts. The basics in Texas gardening right after this message. After almost 30 years of being one of America's finest gardening magazines in print, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine has gone completely green, and the response has been fabulous. It's in a passworded part of my website, which means it's available on computers, tablets, and phones. Anywhere you have the internet, you can get to our magazine. You'll find podcasts, video clips, active links to websites and slideshows, all things we can do in digital publishing that we couldn't do in print. And now it's monthly, 12 issues per year instead of 6, $10 per year instead of $24. That's about 83 cents a month. It's ultra timely. We're able to edit it right up to the day that we post it. Same great magazine, same great features, same great authors. Just better. Twice as many issues per year for 40% as much. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, now all digital. Please join us. Give it a try. NeilSperry.com. NeilSperry.com. NeilSperry.com for the digital Gardens Magazine. If we're going to talk about basics in Texas gardening, let's begin by addressing our growing season. Texas is blessed with warm weather. For 7 or 8 months, about all you see is sunshine. Don't be confused, however, into the assumption that you'll have an 8-month growing season for all your flowers and vegetables. In reality, you're given two relatively short growing seasons, spring and fall, separated by a time of extremely hot weather when the plants essentially go dormant. That's why it's so very critical that we all invest time and space in a fall vegetable garden. And that's why so many plants do better in the fall if they're planted in July or August and allowed to mature in fall's cooler weather. Stick with adapted plants. If you're from somewhere else, whether it's from another part of the country or just from another part of this great and diverse state, stick with the plants that grow well in your new home. Native plants are fine as long as they're adapted. No matter where you live in Texas, you'll find at least 200 varieties of shrubs and 40 or 50 types of trees that are willing and eager to prove their worth in your plantings. Some of these will be native, others won't. It's silly to invest time and effort in plants that won't be so cooperative. Have your soils tested. Texas is not blessed with outstanding soils, and so you want to have a soil test run on your flower beds and vegetable gardens, and then another soil test run on your landscape beds and turf grass about every 2 or 3 years. Interestingly, Interstate 35 becomes a dividing line in many respects. East of I-35, most of the soils will be acidic or neutral. West of I-35, you need to expect alkaline soils with shallow, rocky outcroppings. You'll see more fungal diseases the farther east of I-35 you go. You'll see more iron deficiency the farther west you go. Although there will be exceptions, a couple of rules of green thumb. You lose an inch of rainfall on average for about every 17 miles you go west in Texas, and you gain or lose 1 week of the growing season at each end of the growing season for each 100 miles you go south or north in the state. Texas is a great state, but it can also be confusing. The best thing you can do is to practice and keep paying attention. Keep a log of what you do, what works and what doesn't, when it worked and when it didn't, and talk to an independent retail garden center operator. I'm Neil Sperry. Beware of fall insects. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:55. Aggie football is hard at work getting ready for the number 16th-ranked Arizona State Sun Devils. Todd Graham, Arizona State's head coach, set his focus on the Aggie defense and defensive end Miles Garrett in particular.
Arguably the best pass rusher in their conference, and have to be the best in the country that I've seen on film. But obviously, you know, we got to do things to neutralize that the best you can. You're never going to, any great player, they're always going to make plays. You just got to neutralize it the best you can and focus on what we do, being fundamentally sound. The big thing in this game is not, it's a big game, big time atmosphere. Everybody in the country watching, you got to come out of the gate strong. You find out in a hurry where you're at. The key for us is don't beat yourself. Play Sun Devil disciplined football.
It all starts for real this Saturday in Houston at NRG Stadium at 6 o'clock, and you can catch it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. By the way, we'll hear more from the Aggs this afternoon following their weekly press conference. The Associated Press has released their high school poll, and a couple teams made it in the top 10 from here locally. Reigning state champ Navasota sits atop the Class 4A classification, and Franklin is 6th in 3A. In Texas MLB action,
here's Hank Conger batting from the right side, and he busts one! Left field, high and deep, on the train tracks!
That was one of three dingers as rookie Carlos Correa had a two-run shot. Jed Lowry had one, and you heard Conger go long. That, along with the fact that Dallas Keuchel allowed one run and struck out eight in seven innings, that gave Houston the 8-3 win over the Seattle Mariners. The AL West leading Astros will host Seattle again this evening, first pitch at 7:10. Tyson Ross held the Texas Rangers to three hits in seven innings and hit an RBI single as the San Diego Padres won 7-0. Rangers skip Jeff Banister said that they never could figure Ross out.
Creates really good angle with a fastball. Slider's his pitch, and he came out early throwing a slider. Makes a cut fastball in on our hitter's hands there for our left-handers, and then was able to throw his changeup as well. This is a guy that you got to get him early or he makes it tough on you, and he seemed to have his good stuff tonight.
The Rangers dropped four games behind first-place Houston in the AL West and remain in second in the AL wildcard spot. The dominating performance by Ross allowed